Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Halfway Point in this Tuesday, the 19th day of January 2010 edition. We'll be simulcasting the last 2 hours of the show here live at PrisonPlanet.tv for TV viewers and members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, I've got a bunch of financial news. I haven't even gotten into what's happening with this huge election coming up today in Massachusetts, how important that is. These are Democrats revolting against Obama, showing he has broken all his promises, and they're very upset about it. The problem is the Republicans, if we don't fully get them in line, will do the same thing when they get into power in the next few years. So we're going to be discussing that coming up in the next hour in great detail. Please stay with us for that. And we'll continue with open phones in this hour on a host of issues, though we've got Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership founder Aaron Zellman coming on in 30 minutes. Now, for the next 20 minutes or so, we are joined by Darwin Bedeker. The Austin police, under color of law, ran out the Saxon Gun and Knife show that had been here since I was in college. We're talking 16 years ago at least, out of the Crockett Center. But Davy Crockett's evil, so they've rechanged its name to the Market Center. And it's an old Walmart building. Walmart owns it. H-E-B has the general lease on it, big grocery store chain here in Texas. They called him last week, doing his first show here in Austin, taking over from the Saxon they'd run out. Didn't tell him that. Called him as if he was the Saxon and said, look, we got all this dirt on you, you know, things that have gone on in your show, we're going to shut you down if you don't tell people there's no private sale of guns, which is legal and lawful in most states, just like at a garage sale or anything else. And he said, well, I'm not the Saxon. They didn't even know that, the BATF and the Austin police. And they said, well, and they had the HEB people there, and they said, look, we're just going to shut this down if you don't tell your tenant to do this. Color of law, completely illegal. HEB buckled. Now, HEB's already getting a lot of protest calls. They think we've given their number out or going after them. They called up and griped at Darwin. We haven't done that yet, HEB, but we may, since you're already accusing us of it, and since you did buckle to this. But the real issue is the police department, the BATF, and Obama clearly gave this order, and that's one of the headlines up at PrisonPlanet.com. Tennessee follows Texas in banning private gun sales. They're moving to do that there. This is coordinated by the White House. Texas gun show organizer targeted by ATF makes his case on the Alex Jones Show. And the key article from today, Obama administration shuts down oldest gun show in Central Texas. And Kurt referred to the previous articles that had all the proof of that. People said, oh, this is where's the proof? It's all right there. We have some people in denial saying this hasn't even happened. And, of course, that's COINTELPRO going on out there. No, this did happen. The BATF ran this. It is going on. But there have been big new developments. They just went ahead and pressured HEB to completely just say no more gun shows, period, in that building. It's over, Austin, the place you've gone for close to 20 years at least to have gun shows. It's over. They also had a staged arrest where they arrested some guy and then released him there on the spot, let him back in. It looks staged, at least by the police. And that's why HEB saying, well, after the arrest, which wasn't an arrest, it's just over. It's over. It's over. And so they can do this with other businesses. They can do this with your rights. No law, no regulation. They are God, at least if we let them become God. And so joining us is Darwin Bedeker. Darwin, thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Glad to be on.
We're about to go to break, but when did HEB call you?
They actually called me, a lady called me today, and wanted to know why I created all this. You know, they said they're having a threat of boycott against HEB.
That's like if a woman gets raped, you know, it's like, why were you walking out of work at 8 o'clock at night, lady? That's the same. That's the same. Or somebody gets mugged or somebody gets robbed. You're the person that's been basically ruined by this. But no, you are the bad one. You are bad. How dare you not lick boots properly? We'll be right back, Darwin. Stay there.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Darwin Bedeker is standing up. He came in to take over a gun show in Austin that had been here for more than 15 years. They didn't tell him they'd run that group out. They didn't even know they'd run them out. And they said, you're not going to allow private sales, which is a big part of his business, which is totally legal. They threatened the leaseholder, HEB, and told him to make him do this. Mr. Bedeker posted the sign, but then got a petition going to the state attorney general. Then the police put pressure on HEB to just end all gun shows at that location. They told him, no more gun shows, not just you. It's over. It's over. And I guess they'll harass anybody else that tries to get another location. Now, local TV stations are going to interview the police, and there's no debating the facts. We need to make sure KVUE and others don't spin this. The article is Obama administration shuts down oldest gun show in Central Texas, and they are the ones that ran this. The BATFE, the ATF, is the subdivision of that. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Police under the direction of ATF told Bedeker, he would be required to follow their recommendations or they would close down his event. Bedeker said he was told, you do what we say or we shut you down. He said the ultimatum was recorded by police and ATF. So the news needs to now demand that video because, well, no, let's let them lie to the media first and then get the video through subpoena or they'll say it malfunctioned. Mr. Bedeker indicated enforcing the ATF recommendations would destroy his business. He said he would not issue a public notice unless it indicated the so-called recommendations were issued by the Austin police and ATF. And the ATF said, yes, that's good, do that. And this has now happened. And so he decided to stand up. So HEB called him this morning and said, it's over. Now, Austin police, this is illegal. What the ATF did violates. There's no statutes to do this, no statutory authority. It's clearly racketeering. It's clearly corruption. It's clearly they've damaged him financially. It's clearly color of law, civil rights violation. I mean, they have really done it. But if they get away with it, the precedent is set. And what they do is they set up stings and fake things. They harass gun shops and gun shows out of business everywhere. Tennessee's moving to do the same thing. But this is without a law, without anything. So let's go to Darwin Bedeker to break down, recap what happened, and then now the latest developments. And KVUE, you talked to him this morning. They're going over to interview the Austin Police Department. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got a call from Andrew, the manager of the North Austin Event Center yesterday, and he said that he got a phone call from HEB saying that our shows were over. So due to the arrest this past Saturday, that they couldn't afford to allow us to have the shows in there.
Which wasn't arrest. They just put a guy in handcuffs. Now the number's 20 minutes and let him go, and he went back into the show.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a matter of, you know, trying to convince HEB to either, you know, allow us to have a show in there again or trying to find a new location with, you know, 20 days to go before our next show.
So you capitulate to the arm-twisting, post it, but then stand up and say we're going to do a petition to the Attorney General because local governments can't just make up imaginary things without laws. Now, you got a call from HEB this morning. Tell us who called you.
Yeah, it was a lady named Natalie. She called from HEB there in Austin and wanted to know why. She said that what she heard was I said that HEB agreed to do stings, agreed with the Austin PD and the ATF to do stings in my gun show, which is absolutely not true. I would never agree to such a thing. And she said that people are wanting to start an anti-HEB, anti-HEB campaign. And she asked me why I would do that, and I said, well, it's not me. And then I said it was the representative that you sent, that HEB sent to this meeting, saying that basically when he folded, he looked at me, and he was the only one there with power or authority to allow me not to have a show, that I had to follow these recommendations or there'd be no show. I go, that was on him and his choice, and that's why this stuff is happening to HEB. It has nothing to do with me. And she said, well, we would at least appreciate a phone call or something like that before you went on the radio. And I told her, well, I would appreciate a phone call or a heads up before they invited me into a meeting the day before the show.
But see how they're making it that you're bad? I'm surprised they don't just say it's a conspiracy theory and the gun show never even existed. And you know, Grandpa says there used to be a gun show there, and the kids laugh and say, Grandpa says people used to own guns. You know, that's the attitude that they have. They shut down your business. They unlawfully come in, order HEB to do this. You were at the meeting. And now it's clear that they've intimidated them into just getting rid of your contract. I mean, this is outrageous. And then you're the bad guy. And we hadn't even made HEB the bad guy in all this.
I know. And that's what I tried to explain to her. I said, if you listen to the interview that I had with you yesterday, never once did I say HEB was the bad guy.
And neither did I, but here's the issue. They can't say the police are wrong. They can't say it's wrong that they just came in like thugs and made all this up and made your leaseholder. I mean, you know what happens if I go to a business and talk to a leaseholder and make them lose their lease? I can be sued up one side and down the other. I mean, what other businesses will the police come in and take over? I'll tell you. In Seattle, it's a major scandal that in some areas of the city, more than half of the bars are owned by police because they would go in and run stings of selling their own agent drugs and then asset forfeiture seize the bar or restaurant and then keep it for themselves. I mean, this is I guess we're going the Chicago Seattle model.
Yeah, the good news out of all this is since the show yesterday, I've received tons of emails, you know, people saying that they couldn't make it to the show, but they would support us anyway. you know, even if they bought complimentary tickets or something online just to show their support. So, I mean, that's a good feeling knowing that there's so many people out there that...
And you're going to try to get into another venue, but let's not talk about that right now or the cops will run and try to defame you and destroy you there. I mean, they're getting deeper into trouble. And if I know these Austin police, they're going to savagely attack now. I mean, I could be raided any minute with setups or whatever because they do. They are the mafia. They rule. End of the story. But I mean, these people are dangerous. But, I mean, they're lawless. But continue.
Well, yeah, and basically I try to explain to her. She said that it was unfair for me to have a boycott set up against HEB because...
So she wouldn't even listen to you. You explained to her, but still, you are the bad one. Not the police starting all this, not the feds ordering it. You are the bad one as the victim.
Exactly.
Because she cannot say the government's bad because it is God.
Yeah, and I try to, she goes, well, normally I have these meetings face-to-face, and I told her I'd be more than willing to set up a meeting with her face-to-face, but I wouldn't be there alone this time like the first meeting I had. So that's basically where it ended.
Well, what's the answer here? I mean, should we have people, I guess, contact the main line for HEB, the toll-free number?
I think the best course of action would be to get in contact with Brett Baker, the gentleman that supposedly headed the meeting to get us, you know, to not allow us to have a show anymore, and persuade him to. The best course of action would to be allow us to still do the show as scheduled in that building.
Well, do you understand it's illegal for police outside of the law to come into people's businesses and get them shut down with their leaseholders?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're not. This is a serious mafia crime they've committed, but to them they just think it's funny.
Yeah, they think they're doing something right, I guess, on their end. But
yeah, because they can't get the legislature to pass a law, so they'll just shut it down because they're God.
And you know, the ironic thing is the arrests they have made at other gun shows, they've made those arrests because there was a gun show going on, because they actually knew where the people would be. Unlike if there was no show, they'd be buying them in an alley somewhere, and they'd have no idea where it was going on.
And gun shows have been over backwards where the cops don't even ask. They just wander into the back door, do whatever they want. Not good enough. Mission completed. Gun show shut down after close to 20 years. Now, I mean, is HEB making noises about letting you do your show?
Well, no. We got off the phone. I told her I would meet with them. But I think I'm under the understanding that if enough people call them, And you know, say, basically she told me that from the other show that was in there, they got so many complaints from the residents around that area that they
Nazi Germany. They said, well, then everybody's complaining about Jewish neighborhoods. We've got to relocate you. You know, the German people don't like you here. That was the excuse. Oh, you know, neighborhoods a mile from here, they get scared seeing people in parking lots, constant 911 calls because people drive by and see people walking into a gun show with a giant gun show sign. And there's so many people that moved in here from the few cities that have banned guns that they think it's illegal. So because a bunch of idiots don't know about the Second Amendment, we have to end the Second Amendment because idiots are scared of it.
Exactly. And she said, she told me on the phone, she goes, when did HEB become anti-gun? I said, as soon as you sent somebody to a meeting that crumbled under the pressure from the APD and the ATF and then had us kick out because of it.
Well, it's the ATF. It's the ATF and the police are the real culprits. I'm not even making HEB... because they're not the villain here. They're just the wimps. But at the same time, them trying to say you are the villain, now they start to become the villain when you're the victim. And it's clear that this is a precedent-setting case to let the feds and the police behind closed doors shut down gun shows with no law, no nothing. This is outrageous.
I think the best course of action would be to have everybody call, you know, Brett Baker at HEB, so he can see just how many people do want to have the show there.
Here's the number, 800-432-3113, 800-432-3113, 800-432-3113. And you can also go to HEB.com, email them there. and let them know that for the next few months, if they don't reinstate this in the Second Amendment and freedom and the right to contract, and if they give in to illegal, unlawful racketeering by the feds, that you're not going to buy food there. Let them know. We'll be right back.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, this is thugism. This is illegal. This is fraud. And it's time to let the government, the BATFE, the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people, know they're not our kings. And, of course, they're trying to make the gun show they destroyed and shut down illegally the bad guy when they're the victim. Now, the good news here is, Darwin Bedeker, is that you got called from the local ABC News affiliate, and who knows what their newscast will be, but what did they tell you when you talked to them?
The lady's name was Noelle Newton. She was real nice, and she basically just wanted to hear my side of the story, because, of course, they've heard a bunch of rumors, and I told her that, you know, I'll just tell her the facts, and I basically went through and recapped exactly what happened.
Now, in my experience, they don't know the law. Did you explain to her that there's no law here and they just did this?
Exactly. I told her what they had me do was unlawful. But it was only under the pressure of me losing the show completely the day before we were supposed to start.
Yeah, they threatened you with massive financial harm and harm to your reputation if you didn't. That's extortion.
Exactly. And
that's terrorism. That's an act of financial terrorism. What did she say?
She said, well, basically, after the whole interview, she, you know, appreciated me having the interview with her. And she says, well, it sounds like you didn't willingly go along with this. And I said, absolutely not. It was only after the pressure of, you know, the demise of my business is why I did it.
And now the police can't say they're wrong under federal orders. And so they're just going to keep saying you're bad and probably stonewall and, you know, watch out when you're in this town. But the, I know a lot of officers are upset by this, but the people running this, I want to hear Arde Saveda say this was wrong and come out against this. And we don't know if he's behind this yet, but I'm trying to find out right now. But his department is guaranteed involved in something wrong. If he tries to spin this, I don't know how he's going to do it. But there's no doubt in my mind, though, the BATF recommended the notice, ordered it, was running it, was in control, and that this is the Obama administration doing this.
Alex, do you mind if I give you a scenario on what the ATF agent himself told me I could do real quick? Because
sure.
Not only is it disturbing, but I don't think it's lawful either. I gave him the notice. I gave him a scenario. Say my grandfather leaves me a Colt pistol in his will, and I have a prior domestic charge against me, so I can't own that gun. So I take it to the gun show and I try to sell it to do the right thing, to do the legal thing. And now, by trying to follow their recommendations, say I have to take that gun and I have to take it to a dealer and have them put it in his books and do a background search on a person that wants to buy it at the show. Now, say that person doesn't pass the background check, and I want my gun back, the one my grandfather left me in a will. Now, by law, I have to do paperwork on the gun that was left to me in my will to get my own gun back. And I told him, now, what would happen since I had the previous charge against me? I'm not going to pass the background check. Then what happens to the gun? And the ATF officer himself looked straight at me and said, Darwin, well, one way around that is you could have the dealer do the background check on the person that wants to buy it before he logs it into his book. And I'm like, well, and I was totally stunned. I'm like, so basically what you want me to do is basically break a law just to appease your recommendation. And he goes, well, I'm not telling you need to do that, but that would be one way to get around that scenario.
Well, let me expand on this. That was the Sheriff Mack case and others. They regularly, when a woman files for divorce, or even a man now, they get a restraining order, and then they say you can't own a gun when there's a restraining order. They say yelling at your wife or husband now is violence. That's a misdemeanor. That's unconstitutional. The 68 Gun Control Act is for felonies. So that's more bull where the agency's just declared powers that weren't there. Do you understand that?
Exactly. I mean, when he told me that was a scenario to try to follow his recommendations, I basically just had to turn around and I said thank you, and I walked off.
When does KVUE say this is going to air? Tonight? They said they're going to go try to talk to the detectives?
Well, they said they were going to interview with the police department shortly. She didn't tell me when it was going to air or not. So I don't know what time it's going to air, but she said that they were on their way down there.
And did you explain to her that it was a fake arrest, it was a staged deal?
Absolutely. That's what I told her in the interview. I go, it wasn't even a real arrest because they let the gentleman go 45 minutes later.
Well, they got mad by you not letting them abuse you in secret and putting out the petition for the state attorney general. But see, now that they've just shut down the gun show, there's not the problem next month of them trying to force it again and the state coming in and blocking them. They can just shut down the gun show, kill our Second Amendment right to firearms and private sales, and then sit behind closed doors like Chicago Mafia and just rub their hands together.
I actually had an email from a VFW right out of Austin saying we could use their building, but it was just too small. But I appreciate people actually standing up and saying, you know, you can use our facility to do this.
Well, the gun show's been there for close to 20 years that I know of. I've been going there for 16, 17. I don't know, since like 1992. So about 18 years. That's where everybody goes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government is taking over. All the states are engaged in total unconstitutional behavior. The White House is announcing they are going to start censoring the web. Their head of regulation, Cass Sunstein, is saying it. Italy is banning free speech on the web. That's mainstream news. Australia is doing it. The New World Order is moving fast and hard against free people everywhere. But it's illegitimate. It's illegal. It's tyranny. Past generations faced Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, and others. We're facing our own criminal governments. This is how history works. You know, I have an online video bookstore, and it is one of the main funders of the radio show, the TV show, the films I make, all the work we do, and it's expensive. Plus, you get great videos. So you're getting great videos, great books, great material, but you're also financing what we do. So please go to InfoWars.com. Look at all the specials on Patriot apparel, Don't Tread on Me shirts, Obama Joker shirts. I mean, we've got like 70 or 80. I haven't counted them. I know it's more than 70 different T-shirts, sweatshirts, ball caps. You want to meet like-minded people? Wear these to the gun show. Wear these to church. Wear these to work. Wear these on the street. You know, this is our culture. We're the majority. We're the constitutionalists. We need to show it. Go to the Tea Parties. Wake them up that both parties are controlled. We founded the Tea Parties. The neocons took it over. The point is, We need to carry the ball, carry the flag of liberty, and educate people. So visit the online video bookstore. It's got the best materials, the best books, the best videos, all my films, but scores of other films like Shadow Government that just came out that is amazingly powerful. I'm really impressed with these filmmakers. Get Fall of the Republic hat price. Get T-shirts for free when you order videos. A bunch of specials. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a trial membership, watch the live radio show in living color, download all my films in super high quality, burn them to disc, give them to people to play on their computers and TVs and most DVD players, prisonplanet.tv. Now, we've got Haiti, and that's coming up next hour. We've got the key election in Massachusetts today and what that means. Democrats revolting against Ted Kennedy's seat, showing how angry people are at Obama. That's why they're sprinting to the finish line. He knows he's got the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year in history. They know they're hated. That's why they want open amnesty for the open borders to overrun us and further bankrupt us. That's why they want to pass all these gun bills they've got in Congress. That's why they want to extrajudicially say no buy, no fly, put gun owners on a no-fly list. And that's why the BATF shutting down gun shops, gun shows, harassing everybody, nickel and diamond, don't cross a T, dot an I, shut you down. That's why they're stinging and doing fake setups and fake arrests and arresting people and SWAT teaming people for arsenals, which aren't even illegal, you know, having more than 10 guns. They are coming after your guns right now at the regulatory and state level. And covertly in Texas, they've now shut down the gun show that's been here for close to 20 years. They ran out the last operator. The new one came in. They said, you'll tell people no private sales here or we're going to shut you down. They went to the landlord and got it shut down today. No more gun show where it's been for close to 20 years. I say close, since college, 16, 17, 18, 1992. I have been going to that gun show. Gone. Gone. They went outside the courts, outside the law, and said, no more gun show, and HEB, the big food chain that owns that warehouse building, it's over. Unless we stand up and say no. And we've got the owner of the Texas gun show, Darwin Bedeker, online with us, and I want him to pop in this next 25 minutes we've got with Aaron Zellman, founder of the most hardcore, true, strong Second Amendment group, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership. The big group, of course, is Gun Owners of America. They both work together. The NRA at the leadership level is a shill op. That's been proven. They supported the 68 Gun Control Act, you name it. Aaron Zellman, I've got reports here in Tennessee trying to ban gun shows, all these other states. The Obama is clearly behind this, and we have our headline on this here. Obama administration shuts down oldest gun show in Central Texas. Now, you're a real expert on this more than I because you only focus on this issue. Am I right in saying this is a new level of tyranny to shut down a gun show and is racketeering?
Actually, it's an old level of tyranny. In other words, the government for the last 100 years, if you think about every genocide that's happened the last 100 years, they've all been preceded by gun control schemes. So there's nothing new. I mean, Obama has gone to the same dictator school as all the other clowns have, and all the other murderers, you know, the Pol Pots, the Stalins, the Hitlers, and he's learned. He's learned very well.
Well, this was Hitler's specialty, studying Hitler. He would, the first 5 or 6 years in power, he did it all outside the law with just thugs.
Well, let's explain that and any ATF criminals. Or I have a name, I call them Obama's bastards. And I think people need to give that some very serious thought as to what these people are really all about.
Well, seeing this case confirmed now, the local news is covering it. I mean, the police just come in secretly and just shut you down? No law, no nothing?
Well, it's because the people have tolerated it. I mean, the chief of police of that police force needs to have his life changed dramatically. His personal life has become very public. But that's been very effective here in Milwaukee. They've got a chief up here. His name is Ed Flynn, who can't keep his zipper zipped. And people have been talking about it. And the man has just sort of kept his mouth shut after a while. So you need to find out every personal thing you can about the chief of police of Austin, Texas, and publicize it. You might get his attention at that point.
I remember when there was an internal city operation stealing old people's homes that were on lucrative property with 3-inch grass zoning violations, and it was a good police officer called me and said, okay, I'm going to give you two city council members' homes that have literally 3-foot grass. And we went and showed that on local TV, and they dropped their attacks. So we do have good police out there as well.
Well, I'm not condemning the police. I'm talking about the chief of police.
No, absolutely. We're trying to see.
The chief of police is no longer a peace officer. He's become a politician who can easily be bribed by other politicians.
Well, looking at this case specifically, I've had some constitutional law scholars on. I've researched it. I mean, this is blatantly illegal to have secret police running around getting people's leases pulled and threatening them and stuff.
Well, I think that there's an act of desperation going on in America, and I think that some of these folks who are trying to destroy America fear for their own safety, and they fear that they're going to fail at their goal to bring America under their heel. There's no other excuse for what's going on. And as we all know, the history of gun control has made it very possible for dictators to target people they don't like and then ultimately murder them. But there's one other thing I would suggest that people do. You know, we have a free film on our website, Alex. It's called No Guns for Negroes. And I think that it shows that it's a documentary about the racist roots of America's gun control laws. I think people need to start showing the racism that is so perverse throughout the federal government, especially the ATF. People need to see these jackbooted thugs as a bunch of damn racists.
Well, the federal government operates as if blacks aren't allowed to own guns. I mean, with knock and talk going on in Texas and everywhere else where they come and knock and want to inspect your guns with no warrant, no probable cause, door to door. But in black areas of the country, it's been on the news, they just force their way in.
Well, you see, but you have to understand something. This film covers about 100 years ago in Georgia where the U.S. military was going door to door taking guns from blacks. That's being talked about today in America. So that's why I encourage people to watch the film, because it'll give them a history lesson that they can share with others and give all the other gun owners in Texas a good poke in the ribs and tell them to wake up as to what's going on. You know, the one thing a government fears is an armed citizenry that's ready to rebel, or else they wouldn't be so darn concerned about gun control. So again, if I can encourage people to come watch the free film, No Guns for Negroes at jpfo.org, and you're certainly free to put it on your site if you want, Alex.
Sure.
That, in other words, we need to get people watching this and learning more about the racist roots of America's gun control laws, the danger of gun control. And also that film shows, it gives more details about the racial fear that inspired the 68 Gun Control Act, where Tom Dodd used the Nazi gun control laws to create federal law. It is now, they gave incredible power to the BATF.
I want
you
to tell...
need to start connecting the dots, Alex.
They're gonna
do it real quick.
Well, there's no longer any denial. We have most of the czars in the White House. We have the Attorney General arguing in federal court in D.C. a year and a half ago that he believes in a total abolition of Second Amendment ownership. And then they try this double game of saying, we don't want your guns. We don't want your guns. We just want to legally restrict them, which means total ban. Now they've got all the bills introduced. And I agree with you, though. They're getting desperate because the national polls show 25, 30 years ago, 50-50, pro-Second Amendment. Now it's 70-80%. The pro-gun culture of liberty really is gaining ground in the minds of men and legislatively, so they're just going the backdoor regulatory way.
Well, again, I think we need to make personal lives very public for those people who have a hand in this.
I want you to talk to the gun show operator who's now, they've just totally canceled it. They just say, sorry, it's over. The police say, the BATF says they're God. And why they're so bold. But briefly, you have great little comic books for kids that explain the Second Amendment. And you tell the story in there, people can look up, of Athens, Tennessee, the Battle of Athens.
Yes, it's funny you bring that up. It seems like a lot of people want to forget it, but I don't. Now, right after World War II, American veterans who had been living in Tennessee before they went into the war came back to Athens, Tennessee, which is in McMinn County, Tennessee. And their families have been writing to them about the jackbooted thugs who had become the political machine, who were destroying people's freedom, who were locking people up on false charges, who were denying the vote to people. And the The veterans decided to get together, and they started their own political party called the GI Party. And the GI Party challenged the existing political machine. And it was quite a day for voting, because the political machine went in and stole the ballot boxes, even shot a poll watcher, in trying to tell the people, we're going to have fair elections. You can't trust the GI Party. Turns out the criminals from the political machine held up in the sheriff's jail. And what ensued after that was the GI Party getting together other GIs who had experience in explosives, blowing the door off the jail, an eight-hour shootout with the sheriff and his thugs. Same thing as your police chief and his thugs. And they all surrendered, and finally the GI Party took over the political system, and they brought some justice back to McMinn County, to Athens, Tennessee. The entire story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee is on our website at jpfo.org, and there's not only our article, but other articles that appeared in other publications.
And notice
what we're saying.
And notice when people stood up, the state didn't come in and arrest them, because it was a citizen's arrest of an unlawful criminal government.
Well, in fact, the criminal politicians called the governor asking him to send in the National Guard. And the governor informed him he wasn't about to send in the National Guard to shoot it out with veterans who had just returned from World War II. So the government told him, the governor said, sorry, guys, you're on your own here. And they were booted out of office. And, of course, then the GI Party took over.
But that was back when this country
was brought back to McMinn County.
But that's why this country was once free, because men who weren't looking for trouble wouldn't let their children be slaves. How have we gotten this attitude of being slaves? I mean, how do we turn into this?
Well, I'm not sure I have the total answer, Alex, but a lot of it has to do with people just getting fat, dumb, and happy, and not paying attention to the lack of knowledge that should be distributed in the public school system. And we've raised two generations now of people who really don't appreciate the history of America and the blood and guts that's been spilled to make America, America. We also have people who have become, again, fat, dumb, and happy, and they want the government to do things for them. And every time you give that much power to the government destroys freedom, because the government fears freedom.
Aaron Zellman, I want to shift gears and talk to Darwin Bedeker, who operates the show and has now had his livelihood destroyed just because the police say so and the BATF and Obama say so. Any comments or advice you've got for Darwin, who's online with us right now?
Well, Darwin, I think that you've got to stand tall. You've got to really tell others about the situation. You've got to create a grassroots fire, a tea party, so to speak, of your own, to get, you know, there must be a couple of million gun owners in Texas, and get them damn hopping mad. And so that the powers to be are going to feel the heat, so that you can put the powers on the run.
You know, Obama calls us bitter clingers because we cling to our Bibles, which is, I mean, moral, and our guns. Well, that's really your freedom of religion, your freedom of speech, your freedom to defend yourself. Of course we cling to it. It's all we've got left in America.
Well, I think those are the three things that are worth fighting for. And I think that, you know, as we say at JPFO, the time has come in America for people to decide if they are willing to live by God's law, where human beings are commanded to defend their lives and help others, or if we're now ready to die from man's law and have no freedom at all.
But that's what George Washington said.
God's law and man's law.
Well, that's what George.
That instill this thought amongst people.
Well, that's what George Washington said over and over again. He said, look, this is tyranny. I'm not going to live on my knees as a slave.
Well, apparently you've got some folks in Texas and then gun owners throughout America that don't seem to give a damn. And so you got to find out why.
Well, people are hopping mad. Going back to Darwin. Darwin, you're seeing huge grassroots anger right now, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, the flood of emails that we've gotten in, you know,
in the last 24 hours is astounding. Everything from, you know, we support you to we'll drive from Nebraska to come to your next show. I mean, the support is definitely out there, and I just, you know, I hope people keep on sending that kind.
But now there's no show. See, first they said no private sales of guns or we'll shut your show down, and now they just say it's just shut down. I mean, that is so illegal to have the police go tell the landlord, don't put them in there for no reason.
Yeah, well, and like I told the lady from HB, sure the kind of PR you think you were going to get from, you know, not allowing to have a show in there is the exact opposite of what's going to, you know, what's going to really happen.
Aaron, what were you saying?
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I think that at this point, you've got to find some gun owners who are going to stand tall and go pay the mayor a visit. Tell him that we have to get rid of this police chief before sunset today. He will no longer be tolerated, and neither will you, Mayor. He's not gone by sunset today. But you've got to get lots of gun owners knocking on the mayor's door.
We do need to flood the...
You've got to go beyond the chief of police, and you've got to make it very clear that anybody, by the way, is promoting the secessionist movement in Texas. If they're not behind this effort, shame on them.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I know Police Chief Art Aceveda. He's one of the few police chiefs that actually comes and sits in the studio. Normally takes about a month to get him in here. I wanted to get him in here about laws about texting or even looking at your cell phone. You get a $500 fine. Not about safety, about money, but that's a legislature issue, not him. And so I am going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he may not have known that the BATF in the special gun unit were having the detectives do this. It's a big department. But if he defends this or doesn't do something about this, we do have a major problem politically. And people should be at the city council regardless. There needs to be an investigation, and not by the police department, because this is outrageous. I mean, the police can come and just, you know, paint something on your front door of your business and say, nobody can shop here anymore. That is effectively what happened here. And I have to use the Nazi Germany analogy, because the Soviets did the same thing. And we have to resist what they're doing. Going back to Darwin Bedeker and Aaron Zellman of JPFO.org, gentlemen, other points, other things you'd like to add to this, Darwin, other things you want to air or say on air, Aaron Zellman?
Well, I think that, again, you know, we have to find some serious gun owners in the state of Texas who are going to say no to this. I mean, they're going to stand tall. You know, the emails are fine. It's nice to have some encouragement, but boots on the ground really makes the difference.
Yeah, we need people to go to their city council people's office and say, I want a meeting with you. We need the state attorney general, who I'm told is already looking into this, to come down to Austin and say, look, you know, cities can't, folks, if you don't follow the state law, which they've broken here, and you get cities where boss hogs make themselves king. I mean, this, we've seen this over and over again, Aaron Zellman.
Well, yes, we have, and it's been a nasty result. So I think that it's important that, again, that people realize that, you know, that you just can't tolerate this type of evil, because it's like a cancer. It spreads. I mean, the whole Obama administration, their whole agenda is cancerous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is Obama admitted. We found out he's doing this all over the country, covertly sending feds in to shut down gun shows illegally. I mean, Obama and the government, the federal government, they are the real criminals.
Well, I think that's another reason why people should be using our free film, No Guns for Negroes, because we have to show what a fraud and a hypocrite the man is. You know, we have to show that he will sell out his own people, so he certainly doesn't give a damn about anybody else. And people have to see this guy for what he really is.
We will post No Guns for Negroes, the history of racism and gun control, on InfoWars.com. Guys, send it to Kurt. Let's get that up. Absolutely. And, of course, JPFO.org. Going back to Darwin, people are also now calling for a boycott of HEB. They're saying, how dare you even complain? We hadn't blamed HEB for this. I mean, do you think HEB should be held accountable as well?
Well, I think definitely the gentleman they sent to the meeting should be held accountable for, you know, for his action. The only thing I would like to say is, if we're not able to get a show back in the same building that we've always been in, if anybody out there knows of any facility where we can have a show in February, we gotta find some place to have a show, because if we don't, they win. And I'm to the point where I'm not going to allow that to happen.
I have a quick question, guys. What
sure.
about the sheriff? What role is the sheriff playing in all of this?
We've tried to get good sheriffs in, like Raymond Frank and others. And I mean, why is the sheriff allowing this?
I mean, people are supposed to come to the sheriff, right, to do something like this? They're in his county. I mean, the sheriff needs to have his personal life made very public. I mean, we need to find out what's really going on here, because something really stinks.
Darwin Bedeker, we'll talk to you as this develops and unfolds. I appreciate you spending time with us. We're standing right beside you.
I appreciate you and your fans and your group of people helping me out with this.
You bet. Thank you. We're going to come back 5 more minutes with Aaron Zellman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.